Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. So on Saturday, it was Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt. We were very, very excited about that. And we had a pre-party at Cubby Bear. And we love doing that kind of stuff because we get to meet you and get to hear your stories and get to talk to you and take pictures. It's a lot of fun. Well, I was kind of cornered by two girls, two really cool girls. And we started talking for a little bit, where they're from, you know, all these things. And they both had some drinks. And the one girl said to me, you know, I'm really embarrassed to tell you this, but you're my hall pass.
Now, what a hall pass is, if you're in a relationship or if you're married, you and your significant other may sit down and, I don't know, put like a top three list together of people that you can hook up with right. if you're ever available to meet that person. So, and sometimes they're usually a celebrity.
So I was flattered. I was like, oh, thank you so much. You know, and I didn't know what the next, like, so it was a really, really cool and flattering situation. But I'm like, so what do we do now? I mean, she was married, you know, and she was, you know.
Okay, did you hook up with her or no? Did you hook up with her or no?
No, I did not. I would never do that. But it was a very, very flattering situation, and it got me thinking, like, she actually got to meet someone on her hall pass list. So, 312-946-4995. We want to find out who your hall pass is, who your celebrity list is and everything. Uh-oh. And by the way, she was a very, very pretty girl. She was single. I would have been like, what's your phone number? But she was married, and I could not live with myself for doing that.
We got a smart one on the phone this morning. 312-946-4995. Brenda from Harvard. Harvard, Brenda, smart one. Who is your hall pass?
I don't have one now, but it used to be Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. I was bragging about how smart you are, Brenda, and then you dropped two words. Nicolas Cage. Really?
Now listen, I don't judge different guys, but I don't find that he's a good looking. Like, if you're gonna pick somebody, you would say Brad Pitt. I understand. Sam, but Nicolas Cage?
I know. I'm sorry.
What is it about Nicolas Cage? We need to know this now. What is it, Brenda, that gets you going?
I don't know.
Are you embarrassed right now, Brenda, that you called the show and said Nicolas Cage?
I am.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
We are going to be back at it once again at 7:15 this morning. How about this? How about a four-night family trip on the Disney Dream Cruise Line to the Bahamas? Yeah, 7:15. All you got to do is text in for you to go on that trip to meet Mickey and Minnie. But this morning, Styles and Roman, hey, we're having some fun. 312-946-4995. Do you have a hall pass, you and your significant other?
Yeah, over the weekend I was at Cubby Bear and two girls approached me and one of them was married and she said that I'm really embarrassed to tell you, but you're my hall pass. She was tipsy, I'm not gonna lie, you know, a couple drinks. A very, very pretty girl, married, and it was the first time I was ever said that to me in my life, so I was thrown off, but again, very flattered. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Ashley from Oswego. Who's your hall pass?
Luke Combs.
Not Luke Bryan, but Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that beard action, huh, Ash?
Absolutely. A little bit scruffy.
Nah, do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a boyfriend. I have a promise ring, no engagement ring yet.
All right, so he's aware of the hall pass, and then who would it be for him on his list?
Jennifer Aniston. That's like his woman crush every day.
Rachel Green.
Now let's be for real, Ashley. What would happen? Be completely honest. If you were with your boyfriend at a Luke Combs show and Luke wanted, I know he's dating someone, but Luke wanted you to go back to his tour bus, what would you do? Just leave your boyfriend in Joe's on weed?
Absolutely. He would totally understand. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
There it is. There it
Wouldn't
is.
That be a quiet drive home then? So, how was Luke?
I mean, I guess, but you only live once, right?
YOLO.
Baby Lane. So Luke was here over the weekend at Wrigley, and I gotta tell you, man, the concerts are still flowing throughout the Chicagoland area. How about Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum? They're gonna be a week from Saturday out in Tinley Park. In Styles and Roman, we have 100 free pairs of tickets that we want to give to you.
Tomorrow, we're gonna do it at the Pinstripes in Oak Brook between 11 and 1 p.m. The first 100 people, you get a free pair of tickets for the show. No questions asked. Mm-mm. We'll even pay for your bowling and hang out with you, you know, on your lunch break.
Maybe Darius Rucker is one of your men on your hall pass. Do you have a list? If you are in a relationship, guys, girls, call us up this morning. 312-946-4995. I'm still laughing about that woman that said Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I didn't think Nicolas Cage would be anybody's hall pass. But good morning, Melissa. Who is your hall pass?
Mine is Pink.
Pink, the singer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I love her.
What is it about Pink?
Oh, everything. Everything. She is just perfect.
She even likes the exclamation point instead of the I in her name.
Right, right. I got to see her front row this year, so it was great.
Did you at any point when you were sitting front row at Pink, did you reach out to her and go, "You're my hall pass if you want to hook up later"?
I did not, but I would have loved to.
That was a perfect opportunity. You were sitting front row.
I know.
If she would have whispered like that, by the way, she probably wouldn't have heard it. Very loud at concerts, right?
Maybe a sign next time?
Maybe, yes. Maybe a sign, but I didn't know I was going, so it was a surprise.
All right, so if you knew you were going, Melissa, what would your sign read?
My sign would read, "Pink, you're my hall pass. Let's get it on."
It's a good sign. It's a good sign.
It was a Friday night.
You know, we got to give a shout out to Luke Combs. A couple minutes ago, we had a caller call in, and she said that Luke was number one on her list and her hall pass. And I love it, man. We all have lists. We all have hall passes. But would it be the craziest thing? Like, for real, we asked her, if she was at a show and you were with your significant other and Luke Combs or Jennifer Aniston happened to walk by and say they wanted to hook up, what would you do? Like, you just say to your significant other, "I mean, you get the rules. This is my hall pass. I'll be back in a little bit."
Well, you know, we don't meet them. But over the weekend, I met a girl at the Cubby Bear who came out to me and had some liquid courage and said that I was actually her hall pass. And so she met me, right? So, and she was married, very pretty girl, but nothing happened. I was, you know, I have morals, she has morals, but I think it's all like a fantasy land kind of thing. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Alex. I'm Carrie. Now, do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I'm engaged.
Ooh, so the plot thickens.
So who is your hall pass?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Now, what is it about Ryan Reynolds that does it for you?
Is really you gonna ask that question?
Yeah.
The dude's dreamy. He's like the sexiest man alive. Come on.
No, he was the sexiest man alive. Blake Shelton is currently the sexiest man alive.
He is, but I'm not a fan of him.
Okay, so is your fiance fully aware of this, and do you think he would support you hooking up with Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, completely, because I'm supportive of his hall pass, but they would never happen.
All right, who is his hall pass?
Like young Taylor Swift.
Young Taylor Swift?
What?
Not the 27-year-old. The 16-year-old girl that first came out in the scene? That's your guy.
He loves the long, blonde, curly hair, and... Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
I think police want to talk to your husband right now, Alex.
In the end.
Good morning. It's US 99, Chicago's hottest country. If you got kids in the car, you're driving them to school right now, you may want to turn this up. Do they want to hang with Mickey and Minnie and Donald Duck and Goofy? How about this? We got a 4-night family trip on the Disney Dream Cruise Line in the Bahamas.
Wow.
That sounds amazing, right? 7:15. We're going to be doing it on the 15s all day today. That Disney Cruise Line trip could be yours.
Me and Tristan are actually leaving on Friday for our Disney cruise, but I bought mine. Like, I literally, it was expensive. So you guys getting a free one? I'm actually mad at myself for buying one when I know now that we're giving away free cruises on US 99.
4 minutes away, but this morning we're having some fun. We want you to call us up and enjoy it with us. 312-946-4995. Do you have a hall pass list?
And we've heard a lot from girls. Like, apparently girls have these lists, right? But finally, we have a guy checking in. Good morning, Louie from Joliet. Who is on your hall pass list?
Hillary Scott.
Oh, from Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I take it we're going to be seeing you tomorrow at Pinstripes because, hey, we got free tickets to check out your lady.
Yeah, I wish I could. I got work, but I'm going to try being there on Saturday.
I'll tell you what, you know, she is a beautiful woman, but she's even a better person. Like, her morals are sky high. She's a real, that's a great choice, buddy.
That seemed to make good choices like that.
You bragger. So no one has called in this morning naming Kenny Chesney on their hall pass list. Good morning, it's US 99, but we have heard, of course, Ryan Reynolds. We had a Pink. But the one name that is just baffling us this morning, someone called in and said Nicolas Cage is number one on their hall pass list.
She did say to her defense that that was back in the day.
There is no defense when you say Nicolas Cage.
And then we had a woman call in and say that her husband's hall pass isn't Taylor Swift 2018, but Taylor Swift like 2005.
Yeah. Let's just keep it at that.
To each their own. Good morning, Julie from Lamont. Now, do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a boyfriend.
All right, so you guys have a hall pass list.
Yes.
And who's number one on your list?
Brandon Saad from the Chicago Blackhawks.
All right.
Isn't he the Blackhawk who just retired?
No. He went to Columbus and they traded to get him back.
Okay. Yeah, I totally knew that.
Hold on, hold on. I'm going to Google him right now. You guys keep on talking.
All right, so who's on your boyfriend's Hall Pass list?
Mila Kunis and Emma Stone.
That was a great choice. Well, you know, Emma Stone's cool, but Mila Kunis, I agree wholeheartedly with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I guess I can't fault him for that one.
There he is, Julie. I see number 20. Now, do you prefer him with the playoff beard or without the beard?
Oh, cleanly shaven for sure.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I would probably think the playoff beard. So when you get into a relationship, when you're having fun with your significant other, come on, we all joke around. You have like this thing called a hall pass.
And like a celebrity list of somebody you can hook up with and not risk getting divorced or breaking up.
Because chances are you're never going to actually meet this famous celebrity.
Like you're never going to get a chance to hook up with Justin Timberlake, so he's on your list. Well, we have our girl Erin from Promotions, our favorite girl. She's so nice and friendly. We love Erin.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing all right. Now, this story, if you are driving right now, you may drive off of the road. Erin, who is number one, this is hilarious, on your hall pass list?
My number one hall pass would definitely be Gary LaVox. Do you guys know the singer of Rascal Flatts?
Okay, yeah. So it wouldn't be
100%.
It wouldn't be Sam Hunt, Brett Young. You're going with Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts.
Because you know what? I like a dad bod because it makes me feel better about myself.
So I'm not too familiar with Gary's personal life. Gary, if you're available, you have Erin waiting for you right here because when you saw him a couple weeks ago here at Tinley Park, what happened?
I have never felt feelings like that before. Like, he looked at me and I swear, like, I could hear wedding bells. Like, it was a done deal. Like, I think I'm in love with Gary LaVox.
You know, certain times you say that like, you could never get Justin Timberlake or I feel like you could maybe get Gary LaVox.
See, you have to like set goals that are semi-attainable. And I feel like this one is not that far-fetched.
Well, surprise, surprise. I know you love us. Guess who's on line number three? Gary LaVox.
I would literally cry.
Kids. I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.